My son came in and had me do this for an Instagram. He talked me into doing Instagram. My wife said do Instagram because she said maybe what you offer can help two or three people, Raymond.
Okay.
Now, the thing about Instagram is you got to keep it short. You have to, you know, 40 seconds to a minute, something like that. You can't go too much longer. So my son Pete came in Tuesday here in the studio and said, hey, Dad, let's do that one that you were going to do that is definitely going to be controversial. And I knew which one he meant. So I did it. And now I'd like to do it at greater length. When I was in the evangelical world, and I was there for several years as I left the Catholic Church, one of our very solid core beliefs, once saved, always saved. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, honestly, genuinely ask Him into your heart, you are saved. That is it. You can't lose your salvation. Because no actions got you your salvation, so no actions can lose you your salvation. And that wasn't just a particular evangelical congregation that I was in. That was pretty much evangelical belief. Very much among some of their top preachers. As I was moving back toward the Catholic Church, I started struggling with some of the doctrines. And that was a big one for me. That was a big doctrine. Catholics are oftentimes accused of not being Christians because when they're asked, you die tonight, do you know where you're going? And if the Catholic gives the traditional church understanding, scriptural understanding, I hope and pray by the mercy of God and by our Lord's salvation through my perseverance that I will be one day in heaven. No. You express Jesus Christ, you're saved. Nothing you can do about it, you're in. Example I use. I don't think it's too far-fetched. 7-year-old boy goes to Bible camp, confesses Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, goes home, tells his mom he's saved, mom's ecstatic, wonderful. 17, goes to a Billy Graham crusade, goes down, recommits his life to Christ. He's feeling a great calling. He goes into college, gets a Master's of Divinity. Now, he's got a great preaching style. He's good. And his little congregation grows and grows and grows and grows, and he gets hired at another bigger place. And he's 43 years old, wife, 3 kids, and he is a very locally popular preacher about Christianity. Now, he's been a Christian since age 7. A 28-year-old, very cute girl moves in next door. One thing leads to another. He's talking to her about some of her struggles in life because he's a good listener. And then, of course, it goes beyond that. And he ultimately leaves his wife and his 3 children. He is out of the ministry. He's removed from his position at his church. And he takes it a step further. He just kind of drifts from Christianity. Is he still saved? Now, the answer that I got from that question when I was struggling with it in the evangelical world, and I heard this answer, by the way, in some of their highest profile radio preachers. He must not have been saved to begin with, or he couldn't do that. Now, that answer, which is the standard answer, makes no sense. If at any time in your faith journey you can be mistaken about whether you were saved, then you can't have assurance of salvation. You can persevere. And as I looked into it further, there are so many quotes in Scripture that talk about perseverance. St. Paul says, I'm not aware of anything against me, but I do not pronounce judgment before the day. Here's St. Paul, the guy who wrote most of the New Testament, saying, well, this is God's call. Or this one in Acts, where they said, it is good that we replace Judas who from his apostleship fell. Man, you can't fall from an apostleship. You're an apostleship. You're saved. But he fell. Or this one, 2 Peter. It is better for one not to have known the way of salvation than to have known it and left. It is like a dog returning to his vomit. Now, those are pretty strong verses about perseverance. Run the race. Once saved, always saved makes no logical sense. As long as at any time you can be mistaken because you can walk away from the faith. How many people do confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and then at some point in their lives, like our Lord said, the thorns, the dry ground, that's it. They leave. So as a Catholic, anybody accuses you of that one, know that it doesn't really hold together, but yet it is an absolute central point of so much of what I was in the evangelical world.